blow this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, "Who do you think you are?" Well, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, gave my heart a song to sing. Living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down.
My sin, lost without hope, with no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested, my life began. Was redeemed, only beauty remains. My orphan heart was given a name. My morning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested, darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with a freedom in him. That's when death was arrested, my life began. That's when death was arrested, my life began.
shadow, you won't light up. Mountain, you won't climb up. You're coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. You're coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain, you won't climb up. You're coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow.
Too. See, it's some song we've sang before. I don't know where, but they put it into this song, which makes this song amazing. And the verse goes something like this.
Amazing love that welcomes me. The kindness of mercy that bought with blood wholeheartedly. My soul undeserving. Oh God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good.
So good. Oh God.
change one word in the verse. It goes like this. And when this life brings suffering, Lord, I will remember what Calvary has bought for me, both now and forever. Oh God, you're so good. My dad is a music pastor. Well, he's retired now, but he was a worship minister. He was at the same church for 38 years. So I grew up in church. I mean, like, you know, one of those, if the doors were open there, I was there. You know, if my fever was less than 100, we were at church. And, I mean, typical minister's kid, like I said, in church all the time. Heard the gospel preached several times a week. Was saved when I was a kid. Wasn't really a bad kid until I got to be a late teenager when I started deciding to rebel and then went to college. And we'll cut the story a little bit short. It ended up basically being that I ended up being addicted to drugs. I found something to replace God in my life, and it was a substance that the world told me that I needed to chase. And I didn't ever want to darken the doorstep of a church. They were fake. They were something I didn't want to be a part of. I loved my dad and truly believe my dad believed what he believed in, but I didn't want to be a part of it. And I'd moved away from home. I'd broke up with my girlfriend, and I was just living in the world. I mean, it was a pretty classic prodigal son type story. And I don't even know why, but at some point one night I called the pastor that I grew up underneath. And I told him everything I was doing, and I'm still to this day not sure if I was bragging to him or if subconsciously I was seeking help. And he promised me he wouldn't tell my dad, and he didn't. But he would call me and he would pray with me. And then one night I called a friend, and I don't even remember making the phone call, that I bragged to him about my lifestyle. And it was bragging about what all I was doing and, you know, how I had money and just could do whatever I wanted. And he immediately hung up the phone, and he was a good enough friend, and he called my parents and said, we need to talk. And the next week, him and my brother showed up to where I lived. And now my brothers are 8 and 10 years older than me. I have a brother who's an intellectual, so he tried to reason with me why I needed to go to rehab and get my life cleaned up. My brother that's closest to me, who's 8 years, he's more of kind of a meathead kind of guy. And so he looked up at me and said, look, this is real simple. You can come get in the car and with us, or I can knock you out and put you in the car. I prefer you pick that one. I weighed my options for a second, and I went and got in the car with him because I believed him. Now, I got clean in rehab. I ended up back in town, and the lady that sits there on the front row, who is now my wife, was my girlfriend that I'd broke up with. And what was crazy is while I was in rehab, she found God. And that's her story. But she found God without me even being around and being part of my parents' lives. And over time, God has just brought me back from a point where I didn't think I wanted anything to do with him, where a point where I didn't think he could love me anymore because I'd known what good was, and I ran from it. And I'm telling you right now, there's somebody in this room that right now is going through something that you feel like God can't love you. You've done something, you've said something, you're not living the way you're supposed to. Maybe you think your life is a lie, but God's saying, I'm good, and I love you no matter what. And when I sing this song, I think about that because God has been so, so good to me. I am blessed. I'm called. I am healed, and I am whole. And I still fight struggles, and I still have temptations. But because of the great God that I serve, I can stand before you and say that I don't do this because I'm good at it. I do it because it's what God equipped me to do. It's what God wanted me to do, and I can tell you that there are times I feel more phony than any person out there. And it's at those times that God works best through me because I finally put myself away and let him be in charge. So let's sing that little chorus again. Oh God, you're so good. You've changed our lives, Lord. Oh God, you're so good. Who we are. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. One more time. God, you're so good. Singing, God, you're so
to
Surrounding me, let it break at your name. Still, all the shade is still, their rage in me to still every wave at your name, Jesus. Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your silence fear. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, breathe, all these bones to live, all these lungs to sing once again. I will praise, breathe, all these bones to live, all these lungs to sing once again. I will praise, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Tremble, Jesus, Jesus. shadows can't deny.
Y'all go ahead and be seated. Amen. As we worshiped tonight and just sung of Jesus and of the glory of God, a lot of times as we worship, as we've talked about, God will bring to our minds or bring to our hearts things that that rival him in our hearts and in our lives. Those things that we desire so much that sometimes we desire them over Jesus. And it's just, as we've been singing tonight, the Lord's just been pressing on to me. There is one reason to walk away from whatever that thing is from being first in your life. And that's Jesus is better and he is worth it. And the future that he has planned for us is so good. Like we talked about this morning. So thank you all so much for being here. Wanted to take this moment to celebrate with you Our church has been seeking to take steps of faith in regards to paying off the loan on this building, and we have been calling those offerings the Greater Things offerings because we believe God has even greater things in store than what he has done in the past through this church, but in the future for his glory in following Jesus and reaching other people in our community and around the world for Jesus as well. And so the church had decided to match up to $10,000, anything that was given. And this morning, you all gave $12,655. And so that is something to celebrate. Thank you all so much for your faithfulness to give. That will take our principal below $100,000 for the first time. And so thank you all so much to your commitment to Jesus and your generosity as we go from here. We're going to sing one more song, but as we go from here, may we celebrate Jesus in every aspect of our life and seek to be obedient to him as he calls us. As you walk out of these rooms, you're walking into your mission field with the people that God has put in your life to shine brightly for Jesus. And so let me just pray for us in that. Lord God, you are Jesus, and there is no one like you, and there is no rival to your throne. And as we have heard tonight, the world pulls at us, and Satan makes us sometimes believe that there's this something else that we just must have to be okay. And sometimes we kick you off your throne and we put that thing in your place. But Lord, whatever that is, it's not even worthy to be considered of praise compared to King Jesus. And so I pray that tonight, if you have been kicked off your throne in our hearts in any area of our lives, that we would just declare right now, Lord Jesus, we are sorry. This is yours. That we want to give this over to you again. Maybe for the first time or the thousandth time, Lord God, may we make a daily choice by your grace to seek you first. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we know that you have promised us that you will work all other things out for your glory and for our good. So we thank you for the time tonight. Thank you for your great love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's all stand back up. You didn't even know you were going to get a workout tonight also. But it's okay. This is the last one. And I promise you, you know it. We're going to leave that. And this is how we're going to close tonight. So when we're done, we'll just be done. It goes like this.
Oh, Lord, my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, God, to thee, with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim my God.
Y'all have an amazing evening.